Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Final segment with our guest today, Dr. Eric Llewellyn, who is an osteopathic physician in the UK, and Jason Derkovics, who is our friend, who has provided us Grown by Nature. Grown by Nature is on sale. I believe it's 20% off. Now, that's huge. 20% off at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. Okay, we got a final caller here, maybe final, I don't know. We'll see. Winnie in Ohio. Winnie, you're on the air with Dr. Llewellyn and Jason. Go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I was wondering if he has any recommendations for the eyes, particularly for the eyes, particularly for glaucoma.
Okay, with respect to eyes, hypothetically, since we give no medical advice, what would we want to look for?
Oh, Lord. That's a complicated one.
Well, take diet first. What about diet first?
The diet, I would certainly become vegetarian with glaucoma. How severe is it?
How severe is it, Winnie?
Well, I'm taking two eye drops right now. I had a bad reaction to a steroid that I took, and it went sky high. Well, after when I realized what happened, I didn't take it anymore, and they took me off of the steroid, and of course it came back down, but they still got me on the two eye drops.
Okay, well, since we don't give medical advice, let's just talk about eye health in general then, that might be relevant here, if you don't mind, Dr. Llewellyn.
You certainly find, in general, it's helpful, magnesium, selenium, and also, I know that CoQ10 has been used with various eye ailments, including glaucoma, but also things like folic acid, B12, vitamin C and E, which are available in a multivitamin. The very key thing, though, is to, if you're using Q10, I would definitely go 100% for Jason's, because I know what that is. You never normally know what Q10, whether it's come from a slaughterhouse or wherever it's come from. But one of the very key things is to actually avoid pork at all costs and try and... bilberry is very good for helping, according to the medical press. I know that bilberry and bilberry juice has been used with people with eye glaucoma. Good organic green tea, I can absolutely tell you, has been very, very good. One of the strangest things is that a lot of eye exercise has also been very, very beneficial for people with glaucoma. That's a snapshot, if that helps you a little bit.
Okay.
Thank you.
I cannot overestimate. Do not have it in tea bags. Get it loose and organic.
Okay, loose and organic. And, you know, one of the things that I recommend is the stainless silver Bombilla that we have at the Power Mall. I use it for everything now.
That's first class.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, you don't get, especially when I'm drinking lemon juice, you don't get all that lemon in your enamel, you know, affecting your enamel. So I really like to use a Bombilla. I think they're only $8.98 or something like that, stainless steel at the Power Mall.
Wonderful. We use the thing about bilberry, don't bother if it's in plastic or it's not organic, because the active ingredients are things called anthocyanidins, if I can get it out, and they are very active. There's a lot of history of the cyanosides in bilberry helping specifically with glaucoma. I'm just reporting that in the medical press. Bilberry is very, very good. Please do not underestimate the importance of proper selenium and magnesium. There is one other substance that I do know, and I...
Real quickly, we only got 30 seconds.
Rutin, proper rutin.
Rutin, okay? Now everybody go look up Rutin. We don't have time. Thank you, Dr. Eric Llewellyn. Thank you, Jason Derkovich, for joining us today. It's been a great show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Contact me.
You bet. You all have a blessed day. We'll see. Oh, my gosh. We got another segment on remote.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. I hope you take advantage of trying Grown by Nature. I really believe in them, and I'm using them now, and I'm going to get from Dr. Llewellyn that cancer protocol that I think will be helpful for a lot of people to see what he recommends. But be that as it may, we're going to change the subject now, and a subject to some of you are pretty upset that I would be talking about this today, and I'm going to challenge our guest today about this very subject, because it appears that some of you are very, very unhappy that I would have John Herlosky on discussing remote viewing. And I will justify, if I must, why I'm doing it, and also ask him about some of the emails that I'm getting. John Herlosky has written a book called A Sorcerer's Apprentice, A Skeptic's Journey into the CIA's Project Stargate. And it's an amazing book. He covers the issues that you would almost think nobody would cover. And John Herlosky, who has worked for two large metropolitan police departments as a police officer and academy instructor, was trained in SWAT tactics. He is a designated marksman. He is considered an expert in the field of human performance technologies, spent half of his life in martial arts. He was a co-director and co-founder of a nonprofit think tank, the Institute for Evolutionary Technologies, as well as co-director of Project Trojan Warrior 2, which is a mind-body integration program. He lives in Monrovia, California. asorcerersapprentice.com, available at Amazon. Thank you so very much, John Herlosky, for joining us on the Power Hour today.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Joy.
I am surprised at the hate mail I'm getting by having you on the air. Is this something that other talk show hosts experience, or is it just my audience?
I'm a little taken aback, to be honest.
I figured you would be.
I don't believe that I've had that particular situation occur before.
Well, and I take it as a compliment that we're talking about the kind of hard-hitting issues that I think radio is for. And I think that we talk about all the negative stuff going on with the government, the IRS fraud, the, you know, EPA fraud. We could just put fraud after everything in the government pretty much and be accurate. And then we have this thing called remote viewing, which got your attention. You've written a book about it, which I think people will find absolutely fascinating. Because of your involvement, you were not psychic, and you wanted to see if you could become psychic. So let's go back to what your passion was. If you were a police officer at one point, and then you became involved in remote viewing, where do we have the nexus here?
You know, it's interesting. This was years after I left police work to go on to do my own thing, as it were, in the early 90s, I was involved with the Institute for Evolutionary Technologies in creating a program that was designed for law enforcement to address issues that occurred during the Los Angeles riots caused by the Rodney King beating. And what we did was we took a program that was a classified program in the Special Forces called Project Trojan Warrior, and we adapted it for law enforcement. Now, Trojan Warrior was simply a program that was designed to introduce awareness disciplines or mind-body integration disciplines to the special forces, and the idea being that it was designed to help increase their abilities as special operations soldiers. And it involved a very carefully designed program that included things like meditation, Aikido, advanced EEG, and other types of biofeedback. And it was all designed together to make a soldier better. And what we did, and after the program had gone declassified, we had taken the program and had adapted it for law enforcement in order to address the issues that were brought up after the Rodney King beating. And in exploring some of the different mind-body technologies, I came across some anecdotal stories regarding remote viewing and the idea of ESP. Well, at that time, I frankly found them a little far-fetched. You have to understand that I come from a scientific background. My major in college is mathematics with minors in engineering and philosophy. And of course, after attending two different police academies and being trained as an investigator, the idea of ESP was pretty much a non-issue as far as I was concerned. It wasn't until late in 1997 that I came across the book, though. The author, David Morehouse, a special operations soldier himself, wrote a book called Psychic Warrior. And it was his autobiographical account of his experiences with what was more popularly called Project Stargate, which was a program designed by the intelligence services of the United States to use specially trained individuals to use ESP to psychically spy on foreign governments. And I was fascinated by the idea that they didn't use people who were psychics. so to speak. They didn't take psychics off the street, or they didn't search for psychics to use in this program. And what they did was they came up with a scientifically validated form of extrasensory perception that was designed by two laser physicists that worked for the second largest think tank in the United States, the Stanford Research Institute. And these two individuals, along with a third person who was a well-known New York artist and psychic by the name of Ingo Swann, and the three of them together came up with a way of actually training someone to use ESP as an intelligence-gathering asset. And I just found this incredible that they took a special operations soldier who had no previous psychic experiences, just like myself, who frankly didn't have that much real contact with that arena, so to speak, as I didn't either. And they trained him in this protocol called remote viewing. And he went on to use this technique for the intelligence services to spy on foreign governments. And I just found this fascinating. And, you know, you can't trust everything, as I'm sure you are aware, that you read or see or hear. You have to investigate things. You have to find out the truth for yourself. Like the old X-Files show used to say, you know, the truth is out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to find out for myself whether or not there was anything to this. And so in the spring of 1999, I had contacted David Morehouse, and he was teaching courses in remote viewing at the time, and I signed up for one of his classes. And that's how I actually got into this particular technology.
Well, you know, a lot of people are very suspect about this. I also have been wondering, is this, you know, are we dealing with the devil here? Is this something we shouldn't be doing? Is this bringing the dark side? Like one email, and I'll read it to you, you're bringing the dark side into everyone's home when you talk about this. Or is this something that exists that we should understand and know that it exists to be able to perhaps deal with it? Or to, I don't want to say fight it, but to understand, do we have a reason to even be delving in this? One person said it's like getting into an Ouija board. Are we talking about the same thing here?
Well, you know, I can understand where they're coming from because, frankly, there were a lot of people during the time that this program was in play that had the same feelings. And I'm not talking about just everyday people. I'm talking about, you know, high-level people in not only government but also the military who felt the same way, that this was perhaps touching on areas that we shouldn't be delving into.
And your thought is on that subject? Should we or should we not? And, I mean, you've become involved in it. You actually got in the belly of the beast, so to speak. What are your thoughts? Should we be involved in remote viewing, or should we even be talking about it?
Well, you know, I think maybe the best way of assuaging people's fears about this is the fact that one of the people who went through the training that I did was actually a Catholic priest. And he had the same misgivings that I had, you know, and actually some of the same misgivings that some of your listeners have. And that was, you know, is this something that is devil worship? Is this something that has to do with the dark side? And he said, after he had taken the training, that it had completely changed his mind. In fact, it changed his whole paradigm about how he felt towards his religion. And he said that after he had taken the remote viewing courses, he could actually see where he had that spark of the divine, if you will, inside himself. I mean, he said that, you know, it's funny, the Bible says that we were all made in the image of God. And yet here was this technology that he had learned that said, you know what, it's got to be right because here I have this ability that is godlike. You know, it's an aspect of each of us. And this is something that everyone can do. Everyone has this ability. you know, that is a connection between us and the Creator. And he said he never felt closer to God.
Really? Now that is, wow, that's saying something. Although I'm not promoting Catholicism, I just want you all to know that if I say that, but that really does kind of impress me that he would say that. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned with our guest, John Orlowski, and the subject is remote viewing, the book, A Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We're talking to John Orlowski today. The subject is remote viewing, and it upsets a lot of people. I'm going to read an email a little bit later from someone who's very disturbed about this. Is it something to be disturbed about, or should we know about it? That's the question that I have for John Orlowski. The book is A Sorcerer's Apprentice. The website is asorcerersapprentice.com. The book is available at Amazon. John, obviously you wanted to find out about this, so you got involved in remote viewing. Did you do it professionally? Did you ever do it to get paid for it? What was your involvement in remote viewing?
Well, after I had taken Dave Morehouse's and a number of other of the remote viewers' courses, I believe the spring of 2003, if I remember correctly, that Dave Morehouse got together with a number of his master-level remote viewers, and these are people who have gone through all of his courses and had demonstrated a thorough working knowledge of remote viewing. And we were working a number of different targets at the time up in San Francisco at the War Memorial. And we were approached by the VFW to work a special problem for them. And it turned out that the target that we were assigned happened to be a Gulf War pilot that had been shot down and was listed as killed in action during the first day of the war, the first war in the Gulf, a man by the name of Lieutenant Commander Michael Scott Spiker.
Yeah, and we know we've talked about his case a lot on this program, and it was Dick Cheney who immediately said within 30 minutes, the man's dead, it's over, he didn't make it out of the plane alive, and that was never believed by a lot of people, and they think that there was a reason that they were trying to promote that sort of agenda on Lieutenant Spiker. So you decided to remote view that situation to see if he was alive? Is that correct?
Well, we were tasked with finding out what happened to him. Now, you have to understand that those of us in the program at the time were not told what the target was. Only Dave Morehouse knew what the target was, and he gave us the tasking. But he was approached by the VFW on behalf of the family of Scott Spiker to ascertain whether or not, one, he was actually dead, and two, if he was alive, where he might be. And so we were given that tasking at the time, and overwhelmingly there were about close to 40 people that were involved in this, and overwhelmingly we felt that, one, he was alive, and two, that he was in custody of the Iraqis. And this information was forwarded on to the family, which confirmed their suspicions that Spiker was still alive. However, at the time, he was still listed as missing in action. Now, it's kind of unusual because normally it's rare for the military, for the Pentagon, to change a person's status from killed in action, body not recovered, to missing in action.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
and they did that under a lot of pressure.
Yes.
They changed it to MIA.
Yes,
so
they did.
What did you find out?
Well, for quite some time, we did not hear anything back. The Pentagon was sticking to their story that he was a victim of a Iraqi MiG-25 that had shot him down during the first night of the war, and that he had died in the crash. And then, surprisingly, I believe it was 2009, the Pentagon suddenly reported that his body had been found not that far from the crash site. Now, the body that was recovered, there was only a partial skeleton. It was not the entire body that had been found.
Okay. We've got to go to this break. When we come back, we want to find out what happened to Michael Scott Spiker, what happened from your remote viewing, and what happened to Lieutenant Commander Scott Spiker himself. We'll be back after this three-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Don't you wish we could remote view and find out what happened to the POW MIAs? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Joyce Riley.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID to transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. If you're listening to us live on the 8th of July, it is 33 minutes after the hour, and the stock market has dropped down 200 points in the red. There is a market sell-off today. I wanted to remind you, those of you who ordered the Gary Null products and got the DVD set, who ordered the day of the DVD set giveaway, I just want to let you know that you will be receiving a free complimentary tube of toothpaste. It's mint-flavored Gary Null Clean Teeth Toothpaste. I love his names of things. Clean Teeth Toothpaste. And it's a really, really excellent item with clove oil, tea tree oil, wintergreen, myrrh, lavender, marigold. It's really excellent. And you will be getting a free tube of this. It'll be included in your order because he's sorry about the delay in the green stuff getting to you. Now, if you want to purchase a tube of it, normally it's $10 for a tube. It's a big tube of toothpaste. But you can get it for $5 at the Power Mall. It's on sale for $5 at the Power Mall. And also, ask for your free little screwdriver. It's a four-point tool, and it's got it's really handy to put in your purse or in your car or whatever. And we'll give that away to you at no charge also if you order from the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. We're talking to John Orlowski today, a sorcerer's apprentice. Okay, we're going to run out of time here, but you remote viewed and you saw that Commander Spiker was still alive. So what happened in the story of Commander Spiker, John?
Well, they found the body in 2009, the remains.
Now allegedly found the body or actually found the body?
No, well, they did find his remains. That was confirmed. The interesting thing, though, is that the body was located in an area not far from the crash site, and that area had been completely searched before, and then no remains had been found then. And suddenly they cropped up. Also, it refuted the fact that the Pentagon said that he died in the crash because the aircraft did not have an ejection seat in it, which meant that he ejected out of the aircraft when it had been shut down.
Oh, my goodness.
So it turns out that in 2011, a woman by the name of Amy Waters Yarsinsky published a book called An American in the Basement, which was an expose on what actually happened to him. Amy Waters Yarsinsky is a former naval intelligence analyst. And she is now a investigative journalist, and she, through her contacts and through a bit of detective work, found out that Spiker had actually survived the crash and that he had survived with a band of Bedouins in the desert for years and had tried to contact the Americans, you know, the United States, by leaving messages in the desert that could have been clearly visible from satellite photographs. And he was never recovered. And his luck finally ran out, I believe, sometime in 2007. And he was captured by the Iraqis. It may have been earlier than that. I forget. I would have to revisit that. But he was captured by the Iraqis, and the entire Bedouin band, men, women, and children, were all murdered.
Okay.
And it turns out that he was, all the information that we gave to the VFW was confirmed by Amy.
You know, I'd love to have her on the show, and I'd love to talk about that book, because I think that she did a real service to present that information.
Yes.
You know, when I was talking to you last night, I asked you if anybody had remote viewed 9/11, and you said that you accidentally remote viewed 9/11. Now, we don't have a whole lot of time here, but can you kind of give us the bottom line of what happened to bring you to the point of seeing 9/11 prior to it happening?
Well, you know, it'll be difficult to bring it into focus in such a short time, but basically what it was I was doing some experimentation in remote viewing, and it just so happened that one of the targets that was chosen by the computer happened to have been a picture of the Twin Towers, and this was on the Friday prior to 9/11. And when I viewed the target, this was before I knew what the target was, I had described, you know, an urban scene, tall buildings and so on, but I had also described two craters that had jagged and spired edges, unlike a regular hole in the ground. And I had seen billowing clouds and I had seen what appeared to me to be either, it could have been a fuselage of an aircraft. It was cylindrical, it had windows along the side, but it had no tail and no wings.
Mm-hmm. Like maybe a missile of some kind, maybe. Like,
yeah, it could have been. It could have been that. It could have been an airplane. It might have even been a kind of a distorted subway train. But putting all of these things together, you know, when I saw the picture that was given me as feedback, which was a picture of the Twin Towers taken from across the river near the bridge, you know, none of those things that I had seen other than, you know, the urban scene made any sense to me. You know, the two craters, the billowing clouds of smoke and dust, and, you know, the fuselage. And I had seen dogs, too, for some reason, and they were always German Shepherds or Labs. And none of that made any sense, but I just figured it was just part of my imagination that brought that puck, that part into play.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, 96 hours later, I found out that the attack on the Twin Towers had actually happened.
Okay, and so you just saw it take place. You didn't see, you know, the crazy Saudi Arabian people that... You know, you didn't see any of that.
No, in fact, this was only a 10-minute session.
Okay. Now, let me ask you.
If it had taken longer, that might have been different. I might have seen more.
I see. Okay, let me ask you, with remote viewing in general, is there a positive reason to be doing remote viewing, or is this just entertaining the devil?
Oh, I think it's definitely a positive thing. I mean, it
okay, what happens? What can we accomplish by doing remote viewing? What has been accomplished in a positive way, other than seeing Commander Spiker?
Well, you know, it depends on how you look at it. You can look at all the things that, that the project did over its 23-year period, all the positive things that, that they did. But you can also look at it from a different standpoint, and that of the Catholic priest. And that was the fact that, you know, when you understand that everything is really connected on a very, very fundamental level, you start to look at the world differently. You know, when you can stand or sit in one place on this planet and then accurately describe a place that's halfway around the world, I mean, it gives you a completely different take on life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something that's evil. As I said, this is an innate ability that all of us have. And it's a very positive one. I've used it, and so have many, many others that took these courses in their lives, and not just as a remote viewer, but in learning the techniques, you learn other aspects and how to use these different aspects to enhance your own life. People went on who took these courses to change what they were doing. They dropped their job. They went on to different jobs. They started their own companies. Others went on to leave what they were doing and went adventuring out into the world and writing books, as I did, and all sorts of different things. I mean, when Dave Morehouse first entered the program way back in 1988, he was told when he walked into the program that your life will never be the same. And I believe that to be the case for everyone who has ever taken remote viewing seriously and gone on to find out, as I did, that it is real and it is a very, very positive aspect.
Okay. I want to believe that. I don't know, because I don't know how to remote view or the implications of it. Have read about it. We've had John Ronson on the show. We've had General Stubblebine on the show, who was in charge of the program in the 1980s. I want to ask Rabin to call in to the Power Hour. He's the gentleman that wrote this email. I'm going to go ahead and read it. And, Rabin, I want you to give us a call at 855-995-6923 and present your position here, 855-995-6923. He says, you have invited the devil into each of your listeners' homes. You just may have broken out the Ouija board and asked it what happened at 9/11. I mean, Joyce, we already know. In one breath, you question the new commandment from St. Petersburg on the Sabbath Sunday issue. Then this, seriously, who do you think your base is all about? And GCN with a paranormal single ad, I see this as a sign of the time, and sadly, it may be time to hang up your broom and retire. I can't wait till Renee gets a hold of you. Well, I would like to invite Renee from North Carolina to call in if she wants to get a hold of me. But, you know, this is pretty strong language coming from people, and I'm wondering, where does this come from, and what are the implications, then, of us talking about remote viewing?
Well, you know, I will tell you that knowledge is power. And the more you know, the more you have a chance to make up your own mind. When I wrote the book, I didn't write it to change anybody's mind, okay? What I did want to do was to stimulate them, to make them question and to find out for themselves if this is real. I mean, I can tell you it's real and that it works, but if that's the situation, then all you're hearing is what I'm telling you, and it's just a belief then. But if you go out there for yourself and find out for yourself what this is all about, then it's no longer a belief. Then it's truth. And truth and knowledge is power. And that's the way of the world.
Well, so, I want to open up the phone lines. I want Raven to call in. That's the number one person I want to hear from. But I'm going to go ahead and take some phone calls from other people that might have a concern about this or think it is evil or whatever. At 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. Let me ask you, would it behoove me or anyone else in the audience to take a remote viewing course?
You know, I would say it would be a wonderful thing to do. And I think that you can find out for yourself exactly the things that, I learned. And I think that it would be a very positive experience.
Okay, what have you learned? Have you learned how to play the stock market better or financially gain from doing remote viewing? I mean, seriously, what have you learned from remote viewing in your life?
Well, as I said, as I spoke about before, you know, when you take this and you learn remote viewing, you understand that there is something more out there than just social media and, you know, your job and, you know, it's
good point.
You know, that there's more to just what is out there. I mean, people have looked all around the world over the years as for why we are here. You know, what is our purpose here? What is our destiny? You know, these are questions that are very serious because they involve each one of us. And I had those same questions. And, you know, modern technology doesn't have answers to those types of questions. And in the process of learning this technology, I got answers. You know, I wondered, where did I come from? Where will I go? You know, what will happen to me after I die?
And what did you find out? Share it with us, please. That's fascinating.
Well, you know, one of the first things, you know, being a skeptic, I asked in the first class that I took was, you know, what happens to somebody when you die? Did remote viewers ever, you know, look into that question? And Dave Morehouse said that, you know, back during the early days of the program when they were trying to explore the limits of remote viewing, remote viewers were targeted on past life. And the remote viewers, when they explained what they were seeing, they said that it was like looking into a mirror reflecting off of another mirror. They said that in looking into their past lives, these lives went on and on and on as far as they could see into the past. And when they looked into the future, it was the same thing. Their lives on the timeline of their soul, if you will, continued on and on into the future without resolution. And the curious thing was that in the present, their lives, they were other lives that they lived, even in the present, that they were not aware of. And it turns out that there are even physical theories that are being discussed right now on the latest aspects of physics that tend to support this theory.
So let me ask you then, just straight up, and I'd like an answer from you. What do you think happens when we die?
It's my belief, based on the information that I've received so far, is that you snap to a different reality because you are living different realities all at the same time. And the reason you don't experience more than one reality is because each one of these different realities that go on out there are rotated and out of this particular dimension. These are rotated outside of our dimension. So there's no communication across that from any normal standpoint. But these other lives are accessible through the use of remote viewing.
Now, is this what all remote viewers have found that have done this? Or do some people find out that there's a heaven and a hell and it's like it is in the Bible and the streets of gold and all that? I mean, or do all remote viewers come to the same conclusion?
No. Most of them do see other lives that they've lived. But the ones who have a certain religious bent or a certain religious philosophy, they tend to see it through the filter of that particular belief system. And so theirs are subtly different. But they all tend to support the idea that we have lived other lives before and we will live other lives.
That's interesting. Wow. Okay, I want to open up the phone lines. If you have a question or comment for our guest today, John Herlosky, we've only got a few minutes because we've got to go to a break right now, but 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. If you have a question or comment for John Herlosky, A Sorcerer's Apprentice.com, available at Amazon and the website by the same name. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley. We'll go to Roberta in Florida up next. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with John Herlosky.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Thank you. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. By the way, that commercial there is a Genesis commercial. That has nothing to do with me. I don't approve or disapprove of commercials unless I voice them. But that is not my commercial, so I just wanted to let you all know that. Let's go to Roberta in Florida. Roberta in Florida, you're on with John Herlovsky. Go ahead, please, Roberta.
Thank you very much. Joyce, of all of your shows, I am so surprised at you. I don't have no comment for the devil. I mean, if we are going to have any remote viewing, it's supposed to be the Holy Ghost, according to God, where he say whatever he hears from heaven, that is what he will speak. This is just so wrong for our minds to be caught up and deceived. And the Lord tells us not to be deceived. No human person but the devil can tell you what is going
on.
All
right. I get your I understand where you're coming from. Thank you very much, Roberta, for the phone call. I'm not cutting you off. It's just I want to see what Bill in Iowa has to say before the show is over. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. Sorry to say, this remote viewing hokum was bought lock, stock, and barrel, hook, line, and sinker under the Reagan administration. This explanation of what remote viewing is takes so long, it's so lofty, that by the time they get done explaining what it's supposed to be, this country would be burnt to the ground.
I don't follow what you're saying, but let me go to our guest. Let me go to John Herlovsky and let him respond to both what Roberta and to what Bill is saying. Go ahead, please, John. I mean, I don't have a dog in this fight one way or the other. I'm just interested in learning about it and if it's real and if it is a gift or if it is, you know, a negative thing. John?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a technology, okay? It's a consciousness-related technology. And like any technology, it can be used for good or it can be used for evil. I mean, you have to look at remote viewing as nothing more than, as I said, a technology. No different than a gun. A gun can be used for good or it can be used for evil. Mm-hmm. And remote viewing is the same thing. It's just simply a technology. I mean, it's not inherently good or evil. It's simply an inherent aspect of each of us.
Okay. Now, we've got an email here from somebody. Thank you, Bill, for the phone call. I don't know that the Reagan administration has anything to do with it one way or the other. But the government was doing this, is doing it with the military.
You know, that actually Reagan was a very, very pro-remote viewing. He was a very much a proponent of the program.
And he was a Christian, too, so I don't know how this fits in. But is the military, and just give us, if you don't mind, worst-case scenario of what the military is using remote viewing for today.
Well, you know, I don't know if they are using it today. The program, as it was called in 1995, Project Stargate, was discontinued, according to the CIA, at that time. So ostensibly, they don't use it. But then again, I've heard from various individuals in the intelligence community that says that, you know, the CIA will never let go of a technology like that if it produces results, and that all they will do is disseminate disinformation and then put the program under a deeper black program.
Right, and the NSA doesn't spy on people, and you know, on and on and on, and the IRS doesn't, attack conservative groups, and on and on and on. But that's the story, and they're sticking to it. I want to thank you for coming on the show, for the work that you've done, ladies and gentlemen. I'll leave it up to you to decide: is it good? Is it bad? Or is it like a gun? It can be used for both. Thank you so much, John Herlovsky, for joining us today on the Power Hour.
Well, thank you very much, Joyce, for having me.
You're welcome. And I do not think I am going to give up my broom. I think I will continue to tell the truth as I know it to be. Have a blessed day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you all. And it is all about the truth. We'll be talking about Purse Lane tomorrow. Have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. We love you at the Power Hour.